The Prince Rupert Port Authority has continued its support of food security initiatives with a $118,500 contribution to a Northwest BC First Nation. A newly opened food security center is strengthening independence and providing a community space for reclaiming and sharing traditional knowledge and cultural practices in Gitan Yao, the port said in a press release this morning, October 3. Built in partnership with the Gitan Yao Huwilp Society, GHS, the new facility is designed for processing wild and farmed foods and preparing traditional indigenous medicines. The Food Security Center is transformative and will impact generations of people by enabling community members to have a safe, clean, and effective place to store, process, and share the food they hunt, gather, and grow, said Achelik James Morgan, a guardian with the Gitan Yao Laksyip Guardians Program. Having access to this centrally located space will also open a new world of opportunities for Gitan Yao elders, adults, and youth to engage in new cultural, educational, and skills training programs. The Gitan Yao Laksyip Stewardship Guardians is a program described as the eyes and ears on the Laksyip territory. They are involved in environmental and cultural monitoring and were established to reconnect Gitan Yao people to their territory and protect and restore the ecosystems the nation depends on. The new center in Gitan Yao village between Terrace and Smithers is located on a major hunting corridor and features a large commercial kitchen and walk-in cooler with the capacity to store between 6 and 8 moose or other large game and livestock. Our organization places immense value in investing in this unique infrastructure that not only supports food safety and security but also creates a dedicated place for all community members to actively enrich their health and well-being through sharing traditional indigenous practices and knowledge, said Sean Stevenson, President and CEO, Prince Rupert Port Authority. PRPA provided the funding through its Community Investment Fund, which has committed nearly $914,000 to this and similar food security projects such as community kitchens and greenhouses, according to the release.